bridle. Bridle rein.
Okay.
And what but they're the same thing.
What do you have your feet in when you're riding?
Well, if you got a saddle, you got them in the stirrups. If you're riding bareback, you don't have them.
Okay. How do you call hogs?
Whoa, pig, pig, come on, pig, whoa, pig.
Okay. And what, you wouldn't know about sheep, I don't guess.
No, I wouldn't know about sheep.
What about chickens?
Chicken, chick, 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 come on, chick, 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 come on. Throw them a little scratch feed down in there, or corn in there, follow you.
And say if you wanted to get your horses ready to go somewhere, you'd say, I want to what the horses.
Come again with that.
If you want to get your horses ready to go somewhere, you say, I want to.
Well, it'd be according to what you're going to go in, whether you're going in the wagon or where you're going to saddle them up or where you're going to hook them to the buggy or what.
Say if you were, you say before you can hitch a horse to the buggy or the wagon, you have to.
Bridling.
Or another. Word.
Well, you have to put the collar on him, the hames and the gear.
What would you call that? You say have to
put the gear on the horse.
Okay. Would you use the word harness?
Well, you could use harness. Same thing. Put the harness on him.
And when you're plowing, the thing that you cut is called
The bottom plow.
What the trench sort of thing that you cut is called the
fur.
And the horse that walks in the furrow is called the...
Well, I've always worked either one of them in the fur. Some horses you have to work different, but I always just called him the fur horse. One walked on the land and one in the fur. And if you had briars, a few briars out there, and they would work that way, it'd pay you to swap it around. Then you wouldn't skin up the one's leg that walked on the fur all the time.
And you might say, well, I'm not sure exactly how far it is, but it's just a little. If you're talking about the distance of something, you say, I'm not sure how far it is, but it's just a little
piece.
Okay. And say if you had been traveling and hadn't finished your journey, you say, we still have
a little piece to go.
Okay. Or if it's a long distance to go, you say...
I'd say we still got a long distance to go.
Okay. Would you ever say a fur piece or long ways to go?
No, but there are people that will.
What would you probably say?
I'd say a long piece to go, a long distance.
Okay. And if something was real common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say... Oh, you can find that just about.
Anywhere.
And if someone slipped and fell this way, you say, fell over. Which way? He fell over.
You mean on his elbows?
Yeah, he fell on his back. You say,
oh,
he fell over.
He sure fell on his back.
But say if someone's walking on the ice and fell this way, you say, he fell.
Backwards.
And this way would be?
Forwards.
Okay. And say it. If you had been fishing, I asked you if you caught anything, you might say, no, what the one, no.
If I'd been fishing, I probably wouldn't be caught any.
Okay. What would you say then?
I'd say I haven't caught any.
Would you ever say, nary a one or?
No, I just said I hadn't caught any. Hadn't caught any. Of course, I've heard people say that.
If you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you say you...
Well, I'd be shed of all the brush and trees on the land.
But if you got rid of them, you say you did what to the land?
Cleared the land up.
Okay. And you know the second cutting of clover or grass, do you have a special name for that?
Making hay.
But when you cut the hay off a piece of land and then enough grows back to cut it again, would you?
Yeah, you'd say I'm getting a second cutting of hay off that piece of ground.
Okay. And what do you call a crop that hadn't been planted but it comes up anyway?
Weeds.
But say if it's something like tomatoes or something.
Well, you'd say I've got some screwed tomatoes out there. Because you wouldn't get no stand, uniform stand. You'd just say, I got a few hills of tomatoes that come up voluntarily out there.
And wheat is tied up into
Wheat? I don't know how to tie wheat up. I think they'd put it in sacks, or wouldn't they?
Okay. And, talking about how much wheat you might get to an acre, you might say we raise 40.
Well, you'd say 40, 50, 60 bushels, whatever it make, just like corn, or oats, or rye. Wheat would be the same thing, I'd think.
What do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
From the oats? Thrash it.
Okay. And, say, if you knocked at a door and someone called out and said, "Who's there?" and you knew they recognized your voice, you'd say, "It's..."